a looming railroad strike next week has been averted after Congress passed a bill blocking the railroad workers from striking without paying the paid sick leave that workers were demanding. And both of our senators, Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray, voted in favor of this bill, and President Biden has now signed it.
As he signed the bill imposing a contract on objecting rail unions, the president acknowledged its lack of paid sick leave.
But that fight isn't over. I didn't commit we were going to stop just because we couldn't get it in this bill that we were going to stop fighting for it.
Mr. Biden said the decision to force the agreement reached by union leaders on the objecting rank and file wasn't easy. But he said a rail strike would have been devastating for the country. And he noted the workers are in for a 24% pay increase over the five-year contract. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
So in our discussion off air this morning when we were talking about this topic and how we were going to approach it, G, you had mentioned that as far as the senators or Democratic senators voting in favor of it, that was a surprise to you.
Yeah.
Or disappointing to you.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me. And it makes me kind of pause, and maybe I need to dive into this more. What am I missing? Well, am I missing the past? Generally, in the past, it's been on record that that the unions negotiated doing away with the paid sick time for stronger, for more salary, right? But this is a time that, can we agree that seven paid sick days in a year is something that they can afford? You're talking about the $21 billion in profits that was made just in the first 9 months of 2022. Guaranteeing seven paid sick days to the railroad workers, for some reason I couldn't say that, would cost the industry $321 million in a year. That's 1.5% of the profits. Ursula, it feels like I'm missing something here. So if you can help me out,
okay,
that would be great.
So a couple of things. One is President Biden and others who signed it said, we're still working on that paid leave part. Okay. But it's just the idea that a strike would have happened next week right before the holiday season or during the holiday season at a time when our economy is already teetering on the edge of not going in a good direction. We're talking about, recession, et cetera, et cetera. A rail strike would have cost our economy $2 billion a day. And it would have meant even higher prices for every single thing that you buy.
Okay.
On a daily basis. Okay. So had it dragged on for even a month, the estimate was that 700,000 workers would have lost their jobs. So, yeah, there needed to be this intervention. And also want to point out, now, obviously, they should continue demanding that you should be able to take sick leave and be paid for it when you are sick. I mean, that should be something that happens. And I think that's still in the works. But it was there were 10 different unions, and only some of them had agreed to the new contracts, but others were holding out. And if they had gone on strike, this would have had just enormously devastating consequences for everybody. And also it would have put what is in the contract in jeopardy, which is a 24% pay increase over 5 years. I think it's historically one of the biggest pay increases that they're receiving.
I don't care how much of a pay increase you get if you still don't get sick days, and I don't care how much you get paid if you still don't get sick days. That being said, I think this is the sort of thing I've been told my entire life is the adult decision, the mature decision, the moderate decision for a president like Biden to make, and I would have made the exact same deal. And here's why. If rail workers go on strike and hold up the economy to the tune of $2 billion a day, who in the general public is going to think that the rail workers are holding the country hostage versus the railroad companies holding the country hostage? The vast majority of people would point right to the workers,
like
and they would point right back to the Democrats and say, How dare you allow railroad workers to hold the nation hostage and tank our economy? That is simply the perception of this. President Reagan did the exact same thing when it came to air traffic controllers back in the 80s. And he said, I'm sorry, you don't have the right to strike. I'm not going to ground the nation's travel because you want more money. And he was applauded for it. I don't know if the dynamics are different now, but I can completely understand why Biden did it.
Exactly. And I think that's difficult given that Joe Biden has said he is the most pro-union president. You know, he's Union Joe. So it puts him in a very difficult position because he now has to go, you know, the union's not happy and they're saying, pay attention to who voted for this, you know, because this is not what we wanted. But again, sometimes you've got to look at the greater good.
On Ursula Chef on Tuesday morning, on Tuesday after the show, and I had an appointment and then I made it home. And even we went to the dentist and my dentist even sent me a message afterwards. She was like, are you okay? You didn't seem like yourself. Right. And then I made it home and then I told you guys, hey, I just woke up. And then Chef texts right back. You're sleeping during the day?
Yeah.
Like Chef, like, I know something's up if you're sleeping during the day. The reason why I'm bringing that up is, look, can we just for a second, can we just put politics to the side? Can we put whose side you're on to the side? I just took off 2 days, two paid sick days. It shouldn't matter how much money someone makes. If we can agree that this industry is important to us, then the people that are working in this industry at least deserve seven paid days. I just took two off just now. And all I do for a living is talking to a microphone, right? Like 7 days? I'm missing something here. Give the people seven paid sick days.
Well, and
please.
And Chef, can you please look into this? Because I'm reading through and it says the provision to add 7 days of paid sick. I don't think it's a total of seven sick days. I think it's adding seven more days.
We'll talk about this with Michael at 10, so we'll certainly clarify.
Yeah, which makes a big difference. Okay. I mean, if you're talking about, hey, I only get 7 days total versus, hey, I want to add 7 days, I think that makes a big difference too.
Ursula, it's the holidays.
Yes.
And it's the holidays. And right now, the Huffington Post has an article in it. And the title is How to Get Through the Holidays with Dietary Restrictions. Right. And if you should phone ahead to the people whose house you're going to and say, hey, I need to let you know my dietary restrictions. Well, we'll talk about that next. It's G and Ursula.
On the line with us right now, of course, Michael Medved hosts a show bearing his own name on 770 KTTH. But more importantly, he's one of our favorite people, and he is on the line right now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ursula, and good morning, G, but maybe you're checked out, so.
Yeah, he'll jump in here in a second. But I want to talk about one of the big stories of the day, which is this railroad strike, or the threat of one, which has now been averted because of the vote in Congress. I want to get your take on it, Michael.
Obviously, the right to strike is a very important thing, and people are entitled. But the difficulty with this is that there are eight different unions that had already reached agreement,
right.
And there are four unions that hadn't. And actually, I think that President Biden handled this reasonably well. And it's a tremendous relief that they were able to get, except for the very extreme right, people like Josh Hawley, and the very extreme left, people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, all except 15 U.S. senators voted for the agreement. And I think that's an important thing. And it's good for our economy, and it's basically one of those things where you sort of wipe your forehead and say, well, that was a close one, because it could have really, really had a devastating impact on the U.S.
Michael, what am I missing here, though? Like, Shouldn't these workers be able to get the 7 days of paid sick time?
They probably will, and okay. You know, and again, but the idea that this is yes, it is a public interest issue, mm-hmm. and the Senate has a role in it. I think is there. This is the whole idea of having federal regulations and a Department of Labor is to avoid some kinds of devastating strikes. This is one of those that, especially since it appears that they will get most of the concessions regarding sick days that they want.
Well, that's a good thing. I want to go back to do you think this is going to happen soon, though? Like, this is something, because you don't think that there's going to potentially be any type of strike or anything that's going to happen that's going to make this. I mean, you think that these 7 days of work of sick paid sick time will happen very soon?
Yeah, I think so. I think eventually. Look, the point about this is that a lot of people are very, very cynical about the government. I think that's right. I think it's appropriate. However, when you've got agreement of an overwhelming majority in the House of Representatives, and you've got an agreement of more than two-thirds of the U.S. Senate, and the agreement of the President of the United States, the only thing that could mess this up at this point would be some kind of court decision, and I don't think that's going to get in the way of a solution to the railroad strike. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those satisfying problems that sort of arises and actually is amenable to a solution, mm-hmm. Which I think is appropriate. But it sounds like another era, you know, doesn't it? When you, first of all, railroads are like another era. And again, this is basically not supposed to be a strike that's impacting passenger rail, but it would, because Amtrak uses the same tracks, and the government is already so tremendously entangled with the rail industry. I just didn't see that there was a way that the senators or congressmen or the president and his cabinet could walk away from this.
I know that the unions are unhappy with those who voted in support of it. And, of course, President Biden has always been very proud of his support for labor. And so, you know, I see that people are saying, hey, he turned his back on us, et cetera. But again, if you look at the ramifications, if this had happened, you know, to the tune of $2 billion in losses a day, that's not something that could have been something that our fragile economy could have withstood at this point. So I'm in agreement with you there, Michael. But if we could talk about something else that President Biden is doing. He is reportedly asking Democrats to move